Optimizing single session CBT delivery in FRAX TA for women with the FMR1 permutation background. Therapeutic assessment. TA is a client-centered approach that uses psychological evaluation to promote therapeutic change. While TA has shown benefits across populations, its application to genetically at risk groups remains limited. Women with the FMR1 permutation, PM, are vulnerable to mood, anxiety, and cognitive symptoms, collectively referred to as Fragile X-associated neuropsychiatric disorders, FXAND. However, tailored psychological assessments for this population are still lacking. This study introduces FRAX-TA, a TAR-based protocol for women with the PM, integrating a single-session cognitive behavioral therapy, SSCBT, component, the psychoeducational assessment, BA. The aim was to offer psychological support, while collecting quantitative data. We also explored whether varying the timing of the BA influences outcomes, methods, 81 Italian women with genetically confirmed PM, MAGE equals 50.5 plus or minus 941, completed an 8-week TA protocol based on the Cognitive Behavioral Assessment for Outcome Evaluation, CBAVE. Participants were randomized into four groups receiving the BA during the 4th, 6th, 8th, or 10th week from baseline. Mixed design Bayesian ANOVAs assessed changes across time points, baseline, post-BA, follow-up, and the effect of the BA timing on the 5 CBAOE psychological domains, anxiety, well-being, perception of positive change, depression, and psychological distress. An anonymous feedback questionnaire evaluated participant experiences. Results: participants showed significant reductions in the CBAVE anxiety, depression, and distress scores. The BA had both immediate and delayed effects, particularly for depression and anxiety. Mid-phase delivery led to more stable improvements in CBAVE perceived positive change. Qualitative feedback indicated high satisfaction and emotional support. Conclusion: FRAX-TA appears effective for women with the PM, providing therapeutic benefit even without ongoing treatment. Findings underscore the added value of SSCBT within assessment, and suggest that repeated sessions may enhance symptom recognition and prompt further care. Future studies should include control groups, larger samples, and examine personalized timing to optimize outcomes. One introduction. Accurate assessment is a cornerstone of effective psychological intervention, yet its role as a therapeutic agent remains debated. Traditionally viewed as a precursor to treatment, assessment is often framed as a process of gathering diagnostic information, formulating case conceptualizations, and informing treatment planning. In both clinical and research contexts, it is typically approached as a procedural step focused on data collection and classification. When professionals engage with clients, the primary objectives frequently involve mapping the individual's functioning onto diagnostic categories, identifying symptomatic patterns, and providing treatment recommendations. While methodologically rigorous, this model may overlook the potential of assessment as a site of therapeutic engagement. By prioritizing classification, clinicians may miss opportunities to foster insight, promote self-understanding, and initiate change. Reports may be rich in data yet emotionally disengaged, limiting their impact on client well-being. When assessment lacks a therapeutic connection, clients may feel misunderstood, leading them to minimize or withhold symptoms. This, in turn, may cause clinicians to underestimate the complexity or severity of presenting concerns, thereby reducing clinical and research utility. To address these limitations, a growing body of work has advocated for collaborative, client-centered models of assessment, such as the therapeutic assessment, TA, developed by Stephen Finn and colleagues. Grounded in clinical science and humanistic principles, TA emphasizes co-constructing meaning from assessment results, encouraging curiosity, clarity, and destigmatization. It reframes assessment not simply as a diagnostic task, but as a space for self-exploration and growth. Empirical studies have supported TA's effectiveness across a range of populations, including adults, couples, families, and children. A recent meta-analysis affirmed TA's impact on reducing distress, enhancing self-esteem, and increasing insight, highlighting its capacity to motivate individuals to engage with psychological or psychiatric treatment. This growing interest in the therapeutic potential of assessment coincides with an important development in the broader field of intervention, the increasing implementation of single-session interventions, SSIs, including single-session cognitive behavioral therapy, SSCBT. SSIs can be defined as structured programs that consist of only one visit and apply cognitive behavioral strategies. While CBT is usually delivered in multi-session formats, research shows that for some individuals, particularly those facing structural or motivational barriers, a single clinical encounter can improve symptomatology and promote access to care. Additionally, as Schneider and Fox report in their review including hundreds of clinical trials, SSIs have shown small to moderate but reliable effects across a wide range of outcomes, including anxiety, depression, substance use, and service engagement. These findings hold across youth and adult populations, with evidence supporting both provider-led and self-guided delivery. Considering that both TA and SSCBT are designed to enhance access to care and facilitate the timely initiation of intervention, their integration offers a compelling model for a contemporary clinical practice. TA fosters early engagement through collaborative meaning-making and emotional resonance, while SSCBT provides focused, evidence-based strategies that can be delivered efficiently within a single session. Together, they offer a structured response to systemic barriers such as limited resources, long waitlists, and early dropout. To date, TA and SSCBT have not yet been formally combined in either clinical protocols or empirical studies. Building upon the theoretical and empirical foundations of TA and SSCBT, the present study explored their application as a standalone intervention for adult women who carry the FMR1 permutation, PM. These women are a genetically at-risk group with heightened vulnerability to mood, anxiety, and cognitive difficulties collectively referred to as FXAND. Despite this risk profile, Tailored psychological assessments for permutation carriers remain limited. Here, we introduce FRAX-TA, FR Agile X Therapeutic Assessment, a TAR-based protocol designed specifically for permutation carriers, combining the interpretive depth of TA with the therapeutic immediacy of SSCBT. Horizontal ellipsis. The full article text continues with methods, results, discussion, and references as in the original content, with only formatting changes such as line breaks and punctuation for spoken pacing.